T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So Mad Maxine Waters said the Democrats in the House will continue investigating Trump and they're just going to impeach him over and over. So honestly, there's really no reason to pay attention to this year's impeachment because, you know, if you miss it, there'll be another along soon.
I like that. Mad Maxine. That's good.
They're nuts.
Yeah.
These people. And when you look at what Peter Schweizer has just broken, right? I mean, it is a shocking collage of just incredible. I mean, incredible corruption. I mean, basically, Biden would go to a country. He'd be dealing with the country as vice president on behalf of Barack Obama, because obviously the president can't go do all that. Vice president does that a lot. All administrations. And then one of his brothers or Hunter, their firms, mm-hmm. would then get massive contracts.
Yeah.
Money either from government, affiliated firms, oligarchs firms, people like that. And so that whole Ukraine deal, you know, where the Ukrainians are begging, like, hey, Hunter has the laundered money that was stolen from us. Can you send it back? And everybody pretends that it's not happening, like they didn't have a big press conference.
Money laundering, it's exactly what it is.
Well, I mean, and that's not my opinion. That's Ukrainian prosecutors and members of their Congress, they're called MPs, doing a joint press conference, asking President Zelensky and Trump again, please investigate. We want our money back. And the reason they want the money back is the stolen money they say Hunter has, the laundered money. That what they did was they stole the money that was borrowed in bonds. So the Ukrainian people still owe the money that Hunter spends on strippers. We don't know specifically which stripper he bought.
That's
with
a lot
him.
Of
we
strippers.
Can't say. But there were a lot of strippers. You hear how many he likes to cavort with at a time?
No.
Yeah, no. Well, look it up.
I don't know anything about that.
Look it up. There was a diagram. Somebody did a diagram online. It really is quite something. He's, you fault him for everything else. He must be in good shape to keep up with that.
I guess the cost of strippers is going up lately.
Yeah. I mean, you know. Anyway, what is amazing, you go through this. I mean, one Biden brother getting, you know, his firm $1.5 billion deal. He's got no experience whatsoever. And by the way, you know what's interesting? You know where the deals came from? Ukraine, as we know, right? Also Russia. Multiple deals with China, Kazakhstan. I mean, this guy flew around the world essentially collecting money from whoever the Obama administration was doing business with and then funneling it through his brother's firms. It's all right there in the book. The book just came out and it's like it didn't happen. That's what's so crazy about this. And you know why? Because, you know, remember the media wrote a new rule. They're using this rule. It's not a law, but a new ethical rule that if a Democrat is running for office, you cannot investigate their crimes, even if they're legit crimes.
But a Democrat administration can open an investigation on a Republican candidate and plant information and set up things to make it look like that there's a foreign government involved and then accuse them of colluding with a foreign government. That's the other part of that law, because that's what the Obama administration did to Donald Trump.
Yeah. I mean, like, James Biden. Right. He has no experience whatsoever in construction, development, anything. So, during the whole Iraq thing, James Biden joins firm Hillstone International. And all of a sudden, guess what? Hillstone receives a contract to build more than 100,000 homes in Iraq. $1.5 billion deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that works. Wouldn't it be nice if we had those kind of connections? Wouldn't it be great to have those kind of connections?
Sure,
you just send a member of your family to go shake down a foreign government who's desperate for USA, and then they funnel the money back to you in contracts. I mean, you go all over the world defrauding the people.
I've got a young Clemson graduate that could use a job right about now.
Yeah, so. There you go. can you get him or her married to a Biden?
Oh, that's a high price right there.
Yeah, no, it is a high price to pay, but I mean...
Oh, boy.
Well, we're talking tens of millions of dollars.
It's still a very high price.
It is.
Boy, just...
It's okay. And that was just James Biden. We're not even talking about Frank. Frank Biden's firm, another guy with no experience in what he was doing, received millions of dollars in taxpayer loans from the Obama administration despite having no experience whatsoever. And that didn't even count Hunter Biden's firms scoring business deals with entities tied to the governments of Russia. There's your Russia collusion. China, Kazakhstan. So it just went all over the road shaking down. But again, just for the record, you cannot talk about it because it's unethical because Joe's running for office. And even if he did the crimes, as the editor of BuzzFeed said, this whole exchange was insane last week because they all knew that the latest Schweitzer book was coming out. And they know the quality of Schweitzer's reporting. It's not based on anonymous sources like theirs. It's based on actual documentation, right? The last one was devastating. So they knew the Schweitzer book was coming out on the 21st. So about a week ago on Twitter, you've got the editors of all these major publications on a thread. It was started by the editor of BuzzFeed saying, hey, listen, this book's coming out. We cannot talk about Joe's corruption because that is equal to spewing Russian propaganda.
Boy, I tell you.
Even if the corruption is with Russia.
Speaking of propaganda.
Yeah.
You know, the Ministry of Truth there speaking, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea of this guy being president, do you know how rich his family would get?
Oh, good grief.
It
would shame plenty of small countries around the world for their GDP.
Yeah, Peter Schweitzer did an interview. He said, you know, Profiles in Corruption, his new book, is about whether the Bidens are above the law. And apparently they are. But Schweitzer said an interesting thing in an interview he just did with Breitbart. Is they're asking, you know, what I think every time I hear this, and you think, like, how can the left not see this? Why are these massive payoffs from countries that are our enemies, purportedly, especially Russia? I mean, so you got Bill Clinton, $400,000 for a 45-minute speech from a Kremlin-owned bank. That's okay. You got Joe Biden, you know, Hunter Biden, millions of dollars from Russia. That's okay. All that is, like, totally fine because we can trust them, right? We know they're not corrupt because we can tell by looking at them.
Well, if Tom Steyer could fix that, I might be interested instead of screwing up the Trump economy.
Yeah, just leave the economy alone and go fix the corruption.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, Schweitzer answered that question. It was really fascinating in an interview with Breitbart. They were like, you know, how can the left not see this? How is it? And he's like, they don't know. He's like, look, I watched the Washington Post. I scoured the archives of the Washington Post during my research. He said they never reported it. The only reporting they've done is how everything that the right says about Biden's corruption is a conspiracy theory, but they never reported the actual crimes. And so, you know, quid pro quo, whatever you want to call them, bribery, paybacks, kickbacks, whatever you want to call them, they never reported them. And so literally these liberals are walking around enraged. And the reason this bounces off them is because the mainstream media doesn't tell them about it.
Exactly.
They literally think that's some kooky conspiracy theory while Joe and his brothers run around, you know, cashing in. Did you see Joe make a motion to choke out that reporter that asked about it? By the way, did you see that? That was a little crazy. It scared me kind of.
Wow.
Yeah, he went a little nuts.
He's a little handsy sometimes.
Yeah, he is. Guy's a little weird. Guy's a little off. But whatever. He's the moderate candidate.
Well,
you're going to love him.
What?
No, we can't. No, you can't. You can't. Because look, Joe Biden came from a working class family. You know what I mean? And it's only fair after all the good Joe has done for our country that he get paid off. You know, like that decade and a half he spent advocating for segregation of the races in writing, getting a sponsorship of those bills and stuff, all that, fighting school busing, all that. Joe, you know, Joe's worked hard for America. And he's really entitled to a payoff at some point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We'll be right back.
Best remedy for a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, as a pizza delivery driver found in Charlotte. You hear about this? Yeah, just trying to make a living, honestly. This is in Charlotte, North Carolina, where they let these thugs run around with impunity. I used to joke when I was a reporter there that the first homicide was free. I used to call it misdemeanor homicides. It's not a big deal to kill somebody there. That truly wasn't. When I started reporting on it, the people who committed the crime of murder served an average of 8 years. They'd cut plea deals with them all. It was ridiculous. I mean, you got to protect yourself if you're going to be there, because they will just kill you. They don't care. A pizza delivery worker in North Carolina, the New York Post writes, was just trying to deliver pizza when he had a rifle put to his head. That's pretty typical of Charlotte. You go to the wrong part of the city, you just don't want to. Police say the pizza delivery guy was dropping off the pizza to the building when he was ambushed by four people who put the shotgun to his head. Well, he wasn't going down over that pizza pie. They wanted the money, cash money in his pocket. So he pulled his own pistol. And in a great spat of shooting, managed to strike 3 out of 4. That's pretty good. He must have spent some time on the range. It was close range, though. So maybe, I don't know. The suspects included a 15-year-old offender, a 16-year-old offender, and an 18-year-old Toybias Banks and 20-year-old Namaya McInnes. All four fled following the shooting. Police eventually caught up with the bandits, arrested them on robbery charges. The three who were shot suffered non-life-threatening injuries, unfortunately, according to the report. Anyway, at the scene of the crime, investigators found the assault rifle believed to have been used in the attempted robbery. They didn't get any money. But they'll think twice about doing that next time. Something Charlotte's justice system would never induce in them. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Have Republicans heard enough of the lying, the pandering, the junk the Democrats are spewing right now in the impeachment trial? Survey says no. Senator Rand Paul says 45 Republicans are prepared to vote to dismiss the charges against the president. They need 51. Even in Common Core math, that's 6 more votes they need. Just want to hear a little more. Good God. We had the whole thing was on TV. Did you miss it? It's just a repeat. Now, I know I could argue the other side of this, since the Democrats have presented their case. Well, they're still presenting it. The Republicans will go this weekend. You realize we've never heard Trump's side of it? We never have. We don't even know what the defense would be. And that'll be this weekend. So why not continue? Heck, we've started, I suppose. But we don't have the votes yet to dismiss. So there we go with that. Meanwhile, the whole premise of this impeachment, there's two charges: abuse of power, which is not a thing. That's not an impeachable offense, but everybody on the Hill is pretending it is, except maybe like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. You're pretending that's an impeachable offense. It's not, but it sounds good. The other one is obstruction of Congress. That too is not an impeachable offense, which kind of makes the whole impeachment illegal. But everybody in Congress is pretending that's not the case. So while we're pretending that these are actual things somebody could be impeached for, we got to pretend the evidence too. You'll hear your liberal friends say, and you may even see on fake news media outlets, that the reason for the impeachment is because Trump was obstructing Congress. He was not complying with their subpoenas. You heard that? Obstruction. Hiding. Duh. Well, we can't say law-breaking because we don't know. Hiding some stuff. Okay. This was by design. Let's go back to the most important part of this whole thing so I can show you how ridiculous it is. In order to issue a subpoena in an impeachment, you have to begin the impeachment inquiry. Do you not? Remember when Pelosi opted not to begin an impeachment inquiry? They never had a vote. They needed a vote to give the committee the power to subpoena the documents. They never had to vote. Remember this? So what the Democrats are calling subpoenas are pieces of paper that are meaningless. They know this. They knew the president wouldn't comply with them. No president in his right mind would comply with that. They're not real subpoenas. But the Democrats won't tell you that. Neither will the media, because they lie. Here's Trump attorney Patrick Philbin explaining the problem here.
They didn't take the measures to pursue these documents in the House proceedings. And there have been a number of statements made about they tried to get the documents. Let's look at what actually happened. They issued a subpoena to the White House. And that subpoena was invalid because it was issued without authorization.
Which Nancy did on purpose. It's absolutely on purpose. She's going to send out an invalid subpoena. Of course, Trump's not going to comply with an invalid subpoena. Ergo, that way they can get the obstruction of Congress charges, which isn't even a thing. Obstruction of Congress is not illegal. You got to commit a crime to be impeached on that crime. It's not illegal, but they're pretending it is. Or they're just hoping you won't ask too many questions. All right. So why is the subpoena invalid, Mr. Philbin?
No committee of the House can exercise that authority to issue subpoenas until it's been delegated that authority by a vote of the House.
There was none.
There was no vote from the House.
See?
Instead, Speaker Pelosi held a press conference, and she purported by holding a press conference on September 24th to delegate the authority of the House to Manager Schiff and several other committees and have them issue subpoenas. All of those subpoenas were invalid. And that was explained to the House, to Manager Schiff and the other chairman of those committees at the time in that October 18th letter.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so the Democrats were aware that their subpoenas were not worth the paper they were written on because they were invalid? Yeah, they just pretended it wasn't so. So, you know, the Trump people, they sent him a letter. Hey, like, these aren't valid subpoenas, but, you know, if you want to vote to open an impeachment inquiry, send us some real subpoenas. We can fight it out in court. You get your information.
Did the House take any steps to remedy that? Did they try to dispute that? Did they go to court? Did they do anything to resolve that problem? No. Because as we know, all that they wanted to do was issue a subpoena and move on. They just wanted to get through the impeachment process as quick as possible and get it done before Christmas. That was their goal.
Yep. So those subpoenas, they're screaming Trump obstructed Congress by not complying with, they weren't real subpoenas? No, they were letters asking for stuff. They just call them subpoenas. It's a lie they've been telling since the beginning. We've documented this. Everybody forgot it was never an impeachment. I mean, literally, we haven't technically had an impeachment in the House because they never voted to open the inquiry. That's how rinky-dink this is. But, well, you know, we'll pretend it's real for the purposes of reporting on it, I guess. I mean, that's the problem with me. I hate pretending it's real by making arguments about it when it's just not, it's not real. It's like fairy dust. Gonna jump on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line with Alan in Malden. Hey, Alan.
How you doing today?
Good. What's in your mind?
Well, I just was listening to this stuff, this impeachment stuff. I've never seen nothing quite like it. I mean, I have issues here. It's so unconstitutional. It's crazy. I just want to let you know that. I just can't believe it. I'm shocked.
Yeah, it's sort of like a suspension of bizarre reality. You know what is the most bizarre part about it, Alan, is that everybody's pretending it's real. Like that you can impeach a president who didn't break the law, and you can do it with articles of impeachment that don't even list a violation of the law.
It's just shocking. I couldn't. I had to call you because I was freaking out.
No, I've been freaking out watching it. Once you understand it, you're like, what?
Yeah, so I'll let you go. I know you're really busy, but I just wanted to bring it up to your attention. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, no, no problem. And no, I'm not that busy, Alan. I always have time for you.
Yeah, thanks for letting me step in there, but I really appreciate you letting me on the air, because sometimes this is really getting to me.
Yeah.
The same thing's going on in my family. It's real bad.
Yeah, okay.
I'm being impeached by my family.
You are?
Yeah, well, kind of.
Yeah,
I have a wife, girlfriend, any of that stuff, so it's kind of crazy. But we'll get through it.
Good. Good. Well, and prayers for Alan, and appreciate your phone call this morning. Yeah, it's all going nuts. But listen, let's back up. Let's put the car in reverse for a second. Thanks for your phone call, Alan. Put the car in reverse. Why is this happening? What's going on here? Let's not forget what's on the schedule, folks. Why all this is going? It's so outrageous. It's a big lie. It's a big farce. The most outrageous part to me is that people are going along with it. I mean, when you see six Republicans, they want to hear more. And there's a good argument for that. They won't vote to dismiss. They want to hear more. Well, the president's argument has never been heard, and that'll be this weekend. Okay, so that's a good reason, but why do we need to hear arguments? The impeachment articles aren't valid. There's no violation of law. I mean, so they're pretending that abuse of power and obstruction of Congress are a thing. Like that you can impeach a president for that. You can't. That's not among the options. I mean, the options are pretty simple. Bribery, high crimes, misdemeanors. Got to choose between the three, A, B, or C. Crash and I last night were doing A, B, or C problems. Which one? Got to choose. He wanted to choose two. Had to explain. Nope, can only choose one. Well, with impeachment, you could choose two. You could even choose three. But you can't choose none of the above. That's not an option. They chose none of the above. Well, we need to hear some more arguments. Why? About what? I mean, I'll hear the defense. Here's the thing. I am curious to see this weekend, and I explained this yesterday. If you've ever watched a court case go down, it's a criminal trial, I've seen many of them. Once we know the statute, the criminal statute you've been charged under, the defense attorney will come in, and their whole case is basically taking the statute word for word and showing how what happens doesn't fit the statute. That's it. You have to use the statute. You know, so for it to be a crime, it's usually got to fit A, B, or C. So you go in, you read the statute, you show how what your client did or did not do, whatever, did not fit it. Or that they have not proven the case that the statute was violated. Statute's a law, right? I can't wait for this weekend. I just want to hear the president's side. I just want to, how do you defend the president against no crime? I mean, we know what murder entails, right? Got to be certain elements have to be met for various kinds of murder, whether it's first degree, second degree, whether, you know, you have, there's depending on the state, different kinds of murder. So, you know, a lot of times the defense will be, okay, you charged me under this law, but see, actually the crime fit that law, so you got to throw it out. I mean, they do that way all the time. How do you defend the president on obstruction of Congress when obstruction of Congress is not a crime? You can't find it in the statutes anywhere. So you don't know what makes it up. What does it entail? I don't know. Well, how do you prove a guy didn't do something that's not even written down as a crime? Abuse of power. Wow, that's broad. Like, abuse of power could be when you're Joe Biden and your brothers, who have no experience doing anything, go and found firms as soon as you become vice president. And then right and left, they start getting $1.5 billion deals that you've never gotten before. And that doesn't even count Hunter. Like, you could call that abuse of power. But here again, there's no criminal statute for abuse of power. So how could you defend yourself when there's no written law against it? What is abuse of power? I don't know. How do you prove you didn't do it? Suppose there was no law about bank robbery. So we'd all go in this morning, help ourselves to whatever's in the bank. There's no laws about bank robberies, none. Well, they haul you in. You stole money. No, it was a withdrawal. Well, let's look at the statute. What is it? Well, there is no statute. No law against it. Well, how would you defend yourself? I just don't know how they're going to defend themselves against made-up charges that aren't even real things. In every other impeachment, there's been a crime. So, I mean, I am looking forward to this. This will be historic, watching the president's people defend this. It's not abuse of power. I mean, truly, you won't know if they won the argument because you don't know what abuse of power is. It's not written down anywhere. It's not illegal. Obstruction of Congress, what's that? Hell if I know. They don't either. Sounded good. They wrote it down. You know, it's really interesting. I saw a debate. I almost jumped in, y'all. I almost jumped in. I saw a debate between a bunch of liberals last night. They were on Twitter. And they were all patting each other on the back. Yeah, you could tell. You could tell from the case that Schiff is laying out that there's quid pro quo here. See the quid pro quo? It's very clear. Well, it's not that clear. Democrats didn't even include it in their articles of impeachment, y'all. Why do you think they didn't do that? Well, let's start with this. Number one, it's not illegal. It's not illegal. It's not and only not an impeachable offense, it's not illegal. So if they did somehow prove quid pro quo, and we won't know they did it because it's not illegal. We don't know. There's no statute. We have no idea. It's just whatever the Democrats say. I suppose somehow we could prove he committed it, this thing we know nothing of. So it's not illegal. Who cares? I mean, they're going to Leopard as Rudy Giuliani. Nay, we're running around in Nay. So they did what? Complete the sentence. They did what? It is amazing that the Republicans are pretending this is real. It's truly amazing. You know what else is amazing? You heard about that Chinese social credit system? You know the one where they judge you by whether the books you read, the stuff you buy. It's like if the Chinese Communist Party is into kale. Remember when Obama went through a phase, he was into kale, he was into eating us. That stuff is nasty. They used to decorate the pizza buffet with it at like Godfather's Pizzas. Remember that colorful green lettuce looking stuff? Nobody would eat it, but they used it for decoration, that stuff. People got into it. And that was the hot thing. You had to eat kale for a while, right? So, I mean, if you go and you buy lettuce and not the kale, then you're going to get marked down on the Chinese social credit system. That's how this works. It's whatever the Chinese Communist Party wants you to read. So, like, say you're not reading, you know, books that criticize the government or anything. You're not reading anything banned. They just prefer you read a different book. Get different score. And it judges your value as a human being and whether you'll be cut out of the system, right? Whether you'll be non-personed. You'll be depersoned. And the scariest thing about the system, of course, is if you have regular associations, like you go over to your mom's house every Sunday night and she's got a low social credit score. Oh, my God. You cannot be seen at her house. They cannot track your phone to her house or they will lower your score. You're going to have to cut your mama off. It's terrifying. And if you get a low social credit score, you literally cannot function. Your kids can't go to school. You can't take a bus. You can't take a plane. You can't get all of these things that allow you to function in life. You're not allowed to do it. What if such a system was starting here? Silicon Valley implementing a China social credit style system that includes a score based on good or bad behavior. The article uses, for instance, Airbnb, which I actually use from time to time, or did. And it's interesting because this is a left-winger's blowing a gasket over this, article in Engadget, where they're freaking out because Airbnb is now beginning to assign social credit scores, essentially, to people based not on the usual stuff like your credit, your actual credit score, you know, whether you pay your bills, that kind of thing, but based on what you put on and write on social media, blogs, whatever you have, anything they can scrape online. They've got an AI system that does it. It's powered by a network of facial recognition cameras. And what they do is assign you a score. Well, what do they assign it based on? Something that they describe as your conscientiousness. What do you want to bet if you're a Trump supporter, you're not very conscientious? And Alon Bakari said he's interviewed people who have already been banned for Airbnb just for being conservative online. Wow. The Evening Standard reported on Airbnb's patent for the AI that crawls and scrapes everything it can find on you, including social media, for traits such as conscientiousness and openness, against the usual credit and identity checks in what it describes as third-party secure databases. The liberal Engadget article makes this point. It's exactly what China does. They assign you a score, and then if your score's not right, man, you are not renting that room. I mean, you're not renting that house. You're not. You just don't have the right political beliefs. You don't have the right attitude toward life. Amazing. Think about this for a minute. If they can get this like a blanket over us, we're in a race right now. If they can get this, and it's a slow motion race, but a race nonetheless. If they can wrap us up in this before we can rebel, they can control us. Yeah, you know, I get texts all the time on the text line. Well, you know, we'll just have another revolution like Washington. No, we won't. The British didn't have this. They can absolutely profoundly control the individual. And what this would mean is if it became such, and by the way, liberal interest groups are already doing this. They've already successfully lobbied banks and financial lending agencies to deperson people, just kick them off platforms, even if all their bills are paid and they're great customers. You literally could be like an outsider, completely excluded from society, but you'll just complain, right? Well, no. Where will you go to complain? Nowhere. You'll go nowhere. So our free speech rights are being stripped from us in slow motion. It's literally a revolution by big tech that is slowly overthrowing the Bill of Rights. And if they can implement, like I said, the system over us before we can overthrow it, they win. Because keep in mind, they get it over us. Where are you going to go to complain? What's interesting is the left is complaining now about this. And their issue, they don't care if conservatives are silenced and never can, you know, shop again. They don't care. But what they're saying is sex workers, people who teach sex ed, people who have profiles that mention sex a lot, whether that's porn enthusiasts, people like that. They're also blocking them out of Airbnb for perfectly legal activities. I don't know, being prostitutes legal, but the rest of it is. You say you got a Twitter account where, you know, your main topic's sex. That's what you like. Other people follow you because they like to talk about that. Ooh, good luck getting a place to stay on Airbnb. So they're outraged by this because this is protected speech. This is not a solicitation for prostitution. They cannot believe that the social credit system being implemented by Silicon Valley would cover this. Well, I'm not surprised. I keep telling you, leftists, if they shut us up first, we will not be there to defend you. Let me tell you what your options are going to be when we have a system like this. You leftists still think it'll be great to have all the conservatives shut up online? Good luck if you want to choose Bernie over Hillary in the future. You don't choose the right globalist stamp of approval candidate? See if you have an account. You think they're going to let you go out there and debate the relative merits of Tulsi versus Hillary or Bernie versus Hillary? They're not. They're going to strip you of your account. You're only as free as we are. And I know you love to see us shut up, but you got to understand that's going to cost you eventually. All right. Hey, got to get to this, by the way, on the text line. 71307. Just wanted to let you know that after she heard your talk with Sheriff candidate A.T. Smith the other morning, my wife is your new biggest fan. Oh, how cool. She now listens every morning. She never listened to talk radio before. Awesome. Score. That's great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.